You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to more early BP. D-backs have won 7 of 8 after they pounded San Diego yesterday, 14-7, and it was a career day for Josh Rojas.
Here's the pitch, and a high drive to deep right, and that's number 2 for Josh Rojas, deep into the bleachers. D-backs get a run back. It's 9-4.
A four-hit day for the Litchfield Park native, first career four-hit game. Nearly had 5, too, if not for a great diving catch by Josh Naylor. We had a chance to catch up with Rojas after the game. We are with one of the offensive heroes tonight, Josh Rojas, first career four-hit game. You guys really came out against Cal Quantrill in the second. What did you notice in that?
We just had to get him in the zone. We knew that he was going to try to run stuff off the plate on us. So if we could get him in the zone over the plate, we could hit him well, and we did a good job of that.
The last couple of games, it seems like you've really started to use the whole field again. What went into that?
I just got my mechanics down. I started feeling good again. I think when I first came up, I was doing a little too much and lost my approach and started taking bad swings. And it took me a little bit to kind of get in a groove and get comfortable up there, and I feel pretty well right now.
You know, in talking to you, you have a pretty mature approach in what you're trying to look for. How does it happen when a guy gets out of that, knowing that you've got to have confidence in what you've built?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough when you have an approach all year and then you start to lose it. You kind of start to feel lost up there at the plate, and then you start to do too much and kind of play defense on offense. And I think once you get comfortable and you can start to find that approach that has been working all year, that you start to feel a little bit better.
Rojas back in the lineup tonight for the D-backs as they get ready to play game 2 of the series against San Diego. It'll be Merrill Kelly against Ronald Bolanos, making his major league debut for San Diego, up from Double A to make the start. Padres gave him $2 million as a Cuban international signee about 5 years ago. All right, let's talk to Torrey Lovello about tonight's game against San Diego. Well, Torrey, you guys look like they finished the race yesterday. I know you were showing videos for them before the game about guys maybe letting up a little early, but that second inning really seemed like it stepped on the gas.
Yeah, we did a good job of preparing and getting ready and following the process to do all that we could to score some runs and maximize every opportunity. Sometimes you do that and you don't score runs. It doesn't mean you've had a bad day, but yesterday we capitalized just about every area, and it was fun to watch. You know, once you throw up that many runs on a young pitcher, when you have a pitcher like Mike Leake going for you, who's going out there and operating under, you know, shutdown inning circumstances, it got to be a very healthy game for us and something we needed.
You know, they give you some opportunities in that second inning, right? And you were able to take advantage of them. How important is that against a team that's struggling like San Diego?
Well, I think we've seen it here. When we give good teams an extra opportunity by giving them an extra out or two, they take advantage of it. It turns into a big crooked number. So yesterday we were the ones that put it on them. They gave us a big second out on a misplay at first and third. Wasn't anything we designed to do. We just got clipped and caught trying to steal a base and being very aggressive. But when no out was recorded and we got an extra 180 feet, I think that spoke volumes about where the two teams were at that very moment. We took advantage of it.
Ever since that first big league homer, Josh Rojas looks like he has really settled in. Mm-hmm. What can you say about his performance yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly what we want from him. He's relaxed, and, you know, the anxiety or the nervousness is not overrunning his ability to go out there and do his job. That's really what I want these young players to do, is go out there and be themselves as soon as possible. And he had some early struggles. Yeah, bats weren't perfect. Some defensive plays were not made. But he showed a lot of mental toughness when he's come out, done his job, put the bat on the ball, made his plays. And yesterday he's right in the middle of everything, and that's what we expect.
You got him in at second base, too. I know he had the collision with Nick in the eighth inning, but what did you see from him? How often would you like to try and do that? Because he's much more natural on the infield.
Yeah, I know he's a natural infielder that's migrated to the outfield. But, you know, for the time being, he's going to find himself playing left field or right field the majority of the time. And in certain circumstances, I just want to evaluate him as an infielder. And yesterday with a 10-run lead, I felt like it would be a good situation for him to get in there. That was just a miscommunication play of two guys not really playing next to one another very often. But I know Josh has got great actions. I've watched a lot of his work that he's getting done early. And I want to try and see what that looks like and evaluate him at game speed. So I can't predict how much it'll happen, but I think that it will.
Just one more from yesterday. John Duplantier struggled in his inning. What do you want to see from him as he goes into his next outing? I realize that he's here more for depth support, but what do you want to see out of John?
Yeah, just pounding the zone with all pitches and, you know, getting strike one. And once he gets strike one, because this stuff moves so much and it's such a dynamic, delivery, he can get a lot of uncomfortable at-bats. So the key is to engage the hitter. When you get strike one, the hitter knows, hey, I've got to be a little bit more protective. But, you know, John is working as hard as he can. You can see when he does it right, it gets very overpowering.
You were pretty complimentary of Merrill Kelly and what you saw as a step forward his last time out, even though he didn't go deep in the game against the Dodgers. What's the next step for him today?
Yeah, to continue exactly what I outlined for him and see those improvements in certain areas. And it's, you know, really showing the fastball presence and being ready from the first pitch out of the bullpen until the last pitch of his outing. And, you know, there were some really overpowering pitches that he did throw his last outing. I know that the outing was clipped a little bit short, but I want him to expand on that. I want him to grow and learn from what he did the last time and be a little bit better this time.
Right. Ronald Bolanos is coming up from AA to make his major league debut for San Diego. He's not one of their most famous prospects, mm-hmm. although he got a seven-figure signing bonus out of Cuba. Mm-hmm. With a guy like that at this time of the season that you really don't have a whole lot on, how do you prepare for him?
Yeah, it could be a little bit dangerous, and we've been doing all that we can to get as much information as we possibly can. You know, it's a good fastball. Heavy fastball is probably one of his primary pitches, one of his best pitches he likes to throw. The secondary stuff can be a little bit suspect. We got to identify what's working besides that fastball and attack it. And really what it's going to be is get those sight lines, share that information. Nobody has really faced him, so nobody can give any direct comparisons as to what he's going to look like. But once we get that first batter, first inning behind us, the information will be shared.
Thanks so much. Torrey Lovello, D-backs manager, D-backs in San Diego. Padres BP show at 6 on the network. First pitch at 6:40 with Greg and Tom. D-backs looking for their 8th win in 9 tries. They enter play today 3.5 games behind the Chicago Cubs for the second wild card spot in the National League. Thanks for joining us for some early BP.